One last time, guys. Will, Sam, and Sam in the morning. It's the final countdown. We're here, live, from the Army Radio Studio. One last time. I'm Sam Anthony. Alongside me is Samuel Elizabeth Ferentz and
hello.
Billy Bob Camilleri.
Ah.
And it's been a rough evening for Will.
Yeah, I don't want to talk about it.
Well, I mean, like, I feel like we need to talk about it. Is that, like, an important essence of this show?
Is it, though?
Well, I'll start, Sam. You can have a conversation with me if he's going to be too distant about it. But the Penguins beat the Flyers 5-0 last night, solidifying their series lead to 3-1. One more win for the Penguins, and they head on to the next round, and one more loss for Flyers, and they go home. Now, Will still has a lot to be happy about because he has the Eagles.
The Eagles won the Super Bowl.
And Villanova. And 76ers.
Oh, the Sixers. Let's go Sixers. They play tonight, I believe.
I believe they do. It's the
in Miami.
It's the Kevin Hart versus D Wade conflict. Did you see that?
Yeah, there was a poll that went out that said, would you rather have, it was like Joel Embiid sit out game three or like ban Kevin Hart? I didn't vote on it because I was like, I don't really care, but.
Hey, man, I love it. But we'll get to that in a second.
Why are they sitting Joel Embiid?
Well, he's hurt.
Hurt.
Oh, okay.
He orbital fracture.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
The mask.
So, like, he says he's ready and wants to go back, but all the doctors are saying, no, you're not ready. You're close to being ready, but, like, you still have tests to pass.
Yeah.
So, there's your dilemma.
There you go.
So, but, yeah, you know what? Back to that Penguins-Flyers game. Just because, you know, it's something to talk about. The problem was, for the Flyers at least, was that they didn't stop the Penguins' power play, which is so much of their scoring. And even without Hornquist, who leads the team in power play goals, you know, they were still making moves. They were still scoring. And, you know, Will talked about it a little bit before the show. It's a lot of it is Brian Elliott. Because that goalie let in on Kessel was real sad.
One of the Flyers sports accounts that I follow on Twitter, I think after goal three, tweeted, can we get a flat rate USPS envelope and ship Brian Elliott back to Calgary?
Oh, man, dude. I mean, like, literally he's putting up his worst postseason ever. Worse than last season with the Flames.
And the Flames got swept last season. Or no, they lost in five, too.
No, they got swept.
Oh, they got swept.
They got swept.
The Flames went to the playoffs?
The Flames did go to the playoffs.
They were my sleeper team, and I was like, wait a minute, Brian Elliott's starting.
And then Brian Elliott went to the Flyers. It's funny, really.
See, I don't know much about hockey, but the Flames are bad, aren't they?
They have been.
I mean, they have been. Not historically. Like, there was a time when, like, the Canadian teams were really good.
And then last year, six of them were in the bottom eight teams.
Was that last year where no Canadian teams made the playoffs?
That might have been 2 years ago.
I think it was 2 years ago. I remember you pointing it out, and it was like...
Yeah, because the bottom eight was... and I don't know the exact...
No, Ottawa made the playoffs last year, yeah.
Yeah, but it was Buffalo and...
I think
Arizona, I believe, and then
this was two seasons ago. Fact checker Sam on that.
Yeah, and then the Canucks, the Flames. That's two. I believe the Canadiens did not make it. I don't think they were in the bottom eight though. I don't know. This is testing all of my Canadian sports knowledge. I don't remember the exact teams.
I'm going to assume Edmonton, Vancouver, Calgary, mm-hmm, Winnipeg.
Mm-hmm.
Toronto.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because that was before Toronto, like, did anything.
So
they were
five.
Terrible.
And then it doesn't look like any other.
Oh, so it was five in the bottom eight?
Well, so there was Ottawa, Montreal, Toronto, and then... If my computer doesn't want to be a jerk, there's Winnipeg, Calgary, Vancouver, Edmonton. Seven. One, two, three, four. Yeah, seven Canadian teams in the bottom eight.
Nice.
It's pretty bad, dude.
Yeah.
That's pretty bad. But, yeah, not a single Canadian team made the playoffs in 2015, 2016.
Mm-hmm.
We love Canada in this radio show. I just want to reiterate that.
We do love Canada.
Ferentz is saying that because Megan Smith is from Canada.
Well,
you know what? To show his love for Canada, Sam, please stand up. Just stand up, please.
He's going to play the Canadian national anthem.
I want to see how much of the Canadian national anthem you know.
I guarantee. Well, part of it's in French. I don't think he knows that.
I know.
That.
The only part I know is, oh, Canada.
There it is.
That's all I...
Our home and native land. That's as far as I can get. True something love. For all of Canada.
Is that really it?
Something, something, something.
At some point, they start singing in French.
Yeah, I mean, I know I like playing it on the track.
All right, well, we'll play this for a little bit in the back while we talk about the Pittsburgh Penguins being primed for another cup run. Because
who are we going to play in the next round?
Well, right now it looks like Columbus. Columbus is up 2-1, but they could easily blow that and play the Caps. So... I think if they play the Caps, they don't get past the Caps. I think that if they play the Blue Jackets, they get past the Blue Jackets. But ultimately, I don't know if the Penguins get past the Bruins or the Lightning, because those are the best two teams in the East.
Yes.
That's going to be the thing to watch. And the Bruins look good. Oh, Canada.
Again. I think the last words are, isn't it like... Actually, I have no idea.
Do you know the alma mater?
No.
Oh, please, no. No.
Which is sad, but no.
But, like, they like, kind of tried to teach it to us, like, freshman year, like, by giving us, like, a card to sing along. And, like, did they think anyone was going to...
Well, and they put it on the scoreboard during...
Football games?
Football
yeah,
games.
Yeah, but people are there for the finish.
And if you can read it from that far...
And 99% of the time, their words are behind...
Yeah.
That's also true.
Come on, RMU, get it together. We also love RMU here on this radio show.
I mean, we do.
We do.
But, I mean...
We love good RMU.
You guys can't say anything, but I really want a good football team, guys. Like, really bad. Like, if I could see an NEC championship, I'd love that. I mean, yeah. So, that's just a request from your friendly neighborhood, Sam Anthony. I was really impressed with... I know you two weren't there for it.
Mm-hmm.
I was very impressed with the spring game. Very impressed.
Yeah.
I thought that the offense showed life. The atmosphere was great. It was a huge crowd. It might have been a bigger crowd than for some of the games this year. And it was just, yeah, I mean, everything looked good. There was a lot of energy on both sides. I got some really fire pictures. I was pretty hyped about that.
Were you on the sidelines?
I was.
I'm still waiting for the pictures he took of me.
You weren't there.
Of other practices that he's been to.
Yeah, I got to find those. They're somewhere. I'm taking a lot of photos.
Will he, though?
They're in his secret folder.
That's true.
An homage to Sam's.
I just have a thing. It's fine. Don't judge me. All right. So, Penguins look really good. They're probably going to move on. Will, it's hard for you to say, but, like, probably, right?
It's so incredibly frustrating. You have no idea.
Hey, you guys have two championships.
Hey, and again, look at it this way. The trend's moving up towards Philadelphia, and the window for the Penguins is closing.
Yeah, another account I follow tweeted.
How many accounts do you follow?
I follow way too many Philadelphia sports accounts.
It's true. If you go on his Twitter, it's literally just him retweeting Philly sports.
Yeah, account. That's all I do. And then occasionally something about RMU or, like, band. But they, like, oh, this is what it feels like to be a Philly sports fan again.
Yeah.
Good sports have gone. Bad sports are back.
Hey, but you have the 76ers.
Let's go Sixers. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 76ers.
So, again, let's talk about the NBA playoffs then. I don't know how much you know about that, Sam.
Well, I'm not really following. See, I'm all over the map here because I got stuff to do and, you know, I'm not... I mean, I'm following.
Are you saying I don't have things to do, Sam?
No, I don't.
I'm a little hurt. So, I think that's what he's trying to say. Well,
so I'm watching baseball a lot more than I have ever in the past.
Well, that's because baseball's America's pastime. It's a great sport.
Will the Pirates ever get more than like 1,000 people to show up to their games?
When it's warmer than 40 degrees, yes. The thing is that it hasn't consistently been warmer than 40 degrees, so nobody's buying tickets. The only, and this is a problem around the MLB. The only like team that's had like a sellout this year is Oakland, and that's because they gave away free tickets to their game. Yeah, attendance is super down in a lot of places, and that's because the weather's been cold in a lot of places. Mm-hmm.
Well, it's the four. We should name Moon Township, Pennsylvania, the Four Seasons, Pennsylvania. Good gosh!
No, that's just the entire state.
Yeah, you're right.
That's true. It's so cold out
everywhere.
It's snowing
again.
I know, and I'm like just so not happy about it.
Why is it? Why?
That's okay in February, but you know we're almost at the end of March or at the end of April here, and golly gee, man, I just want warm weather.
I'm just glad that he said golly gee.
Hey, it's supposed to be in the 60s on Sunday.
Am I supposed to be excited about? Oh yeah, I am supposed to be excited about that.
Because it's 40 degrees and snowing today.
Yeah. You know,
actually, it's 32 right now.
What's terrible, though, is that you go into the rest of that week, and it's going to be warmer, but it's going to be raining.
See, I don't mind the rain. I do.
Well, I just want a nice sunny day.
Well, yeah. But, like, I mean, when you have days of snow and cold, and it's the little things. I mean, you give and take places, you know.
Yeah, it's supposed to warm up over the weekend. Currently, Saturday is 56 and cloudy.
That could be a nice Saturday to hang out.
Yeah, good day to study.
There you go, guys. Good day to study.
If you want to take a break from studying, softball has, I believe, a double header.
If it doesn't get canceled.
Yeah, like every other home game.
It got canceled yesterday. It was like the nicest day. It's because because it's at the bottom of the hill, the field was such a mess from the rest of the
bucket.
Why don't they play at the dome?
Because there's not like a field at the dome. They can practice at the dome, but there's not like a regulation field at the dome.
They don't. I think don't they have to have like some sort of seating too?
Yeah,
something like that.
I think so. Probably. I mean, you could just sit up top at the driving range. That'd be pretty lit.
That would be pretty.
But
cool
yeah, like they can practice there. They can't play there. I'm sorry.
They can't break any NCAA rules.
Yep.
Talk to me about the NBA playoffs. What's going on?
Now we moved on. All right, so. We can talk about the East right now, all right? So you got the Raptors and the Wizards. Raptors are up 2-0 on the Wizards. Celtics and the Bucks. Celtics are 2 games on the Bucks. You have the 76ers and the Heat, which is an intriguing series because 76ers started off hot, despite not having Joel Embiid, and they beat the Heat in game one to win their 17th game in a row. So, like, already, wow.
You have to win 15 more.
Yep, and so they went into game two, and they lost the next one. And, like, that's huge because of the fact that it snapped their 17-game winning streak in a home game in the playoffs. Like, I don't think anyone expected the 76ers to sweep, but I think they thought they'd win both at home. So they play again tonight, 7 p.m. on TNT, and in Miami. Still no word on whether Joel Embiid will play or not. He really wants to play.
He really wants to.
At the end of that loss, he said, quote, and I'm blanking this out, expletive. And
good
it was like,
job.
Stop treating me like a baby.
Yeah, he put on his Instagram story. Yeah, he's sick and tired of being babied.
Yeah, that was it. Sick and tired of being babied. And like that drew a lot of ear, but I like the way that Coach Brown handled it, where he was like, look, he's just competitive. He wants to play. And I was like, that's fair. I mean, that's a guy you want on your team is somebody that wants to be out there. I think he's a game changer once he's out there. I don't think the Heat have a chance once he's out there. But I think they need him out there in the if they're down. I think if they lose this game tonight, they got to bring him back for game four because I think that series is over if you don't.
Did you see? So he rang for our listeners that don't know, at the beginning of every 76ers game, they have somebody come in and ring the bell, and that like they have a really cool graphic that like it looks like the floorboards are shattering and like.
Oh, yeah, they do that in Cleveland, too.
Yeah.
They don't ring the bell, or they have flames.
Yeah. So they usually have, like, you know, after the Eagles won the Super Bowl, they had a lot of Eagles players come in. Phillies players have done it. Kevin Hart's done it. Different Philly celebrities. Game one, Joel Embiid did it, and he walked out with the Phantom of the Opera mask on.
That's funny.
Yes.
Joel Embiid is probably one of the most interesting characters in the NBA, but also, like, man, that guy's gone through so much in terms of injuries up until this point, and he's not even that old.
And he's still so good.
I know. It's not even like it's like crippled him. It's just
no.
I mean, but his process before a game is wild.
His hate fire.
What?
It fueled his hate fire.
There you go. And Philly loves him for that.
Yes.
Because he's fiery. He's loud. He says what he is on his mind. And he's a total Philadelphia player. Like, they love that.
And all of the, you know, funny, joking, whatever, extra stuff aside, he is completely bought in to, and I hate to use this word because it's what they did, but the process.
The process. He bought into the process.
Like, I know he kind of took it and made it his own kind of socially, but, like, he bought into what the Sixers were doing and, like, is invested in them winning.
Yeah. In your opinion, do you think Joel Embiid will win an MVP before the end of his career?
Yes.
Yeah, I think so too. I think that if you get him healthy and he plays a full season, I think he's an MVP candidate.
I think the Sixers will win at least one NBA championship before
well, with
the
him
end of his
and Ben Simmons, and hopefully Markel Fultz becomes everything people, you know, the everything Philly traded him up, traded up for him mm-hmm. for. But I mean, yeah, I really think that Markel Fultz will be good. And, man, I still love that they still show love to Sam Hinkie because they know he started the process.
Oh, it's so funny. Everybody does.
Yeah.
There are some people who say, like, he's better than Colangelo and, like, all this stuff now. But I don't really have an opinion on it just because I didn't really pay much attention because I'm like, oh, the Sixers are still bad. Like,
yeah, yeah.
But, like, there are people that, like, are – completely hate the fact that Colangelo is getting all of this praise because they say he actually, like, didn't do anything.
I mean,
like, he just kind of came in and rode the wave, which, like, he kind of did, but at the same time, like, he was able to get rid of the guys that were part of, like,
when he put in
tanking.
The coach, right? Coach Brown? Like, I think that's important.
Yeah. But, I mean, like, he was also able to get rid of guys that were unnecessary anymore and kind of get as much for them as possible.
He completed the process.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I agree with that.
He finished what Sam Hinkie started.
You're a little emotional over here. He finished it. Finished what they started. Ugh.
I mean, you could say not yet because they haven't won a title. But
here's the thing. They're a three seed. LeBron is just becoming increasingly more likely to leave at the end of the year.
LeBron to Philly confirmed.
I mean, his four-seeded Cavs got destroyed by the Pacers in game one and barely beat the Pacers in game two.
That's only because he put up 46 points.
Yeah.
Put up the first 16.
Yeah. And 20 in the first quarter.
I saw a stat. He has had, it's like 10 games where, in the playoffs, where he has scored 40 points, had 10 rebounds and 10 assists.
Yeah.
And it's like the closest player behind him has like 4.
No, like LeBron, when like he goes in like full playoff mode. But the problem is it's so hard to be rely upon one player, you know? Yeah.
Especially now where it's kind of like you need 3 superstars.
Yeah. I mean, because like that's why Miami's so good is even when, you know, like Steph Curry's not playing right now and sure they're not playing as well, but you have so much talent on that team that it doesn't matter. If LeBron got hurt, that team could not win.
No.
That team would lose 4 straight games and get mm-hmm. knocked out of the playoffs, like, mm-hmm. easily. I mean, Kevin Love's great, but besides him, there's not really a star player. And Kevin Love's been so good lately because LeBron's been finally getting him the basketball, which is a fact of the matter. Mm-hmm. So, and then let's take a look at the West real quick, guys, because you got the Rockets and the T-Wolves. And the T-Wolves made it close in game one, barely losing 104-101 to the Rockets. And then James Harden and Chris Paul were like, we're gonna beat you 102-82. So I don't know. I think that series is basically over. Houston's good. They're gonna want to make a run. San Antonio Spurs and Golden State Warriors. Another win for the Warriors on Monday. They play again tonight, 9:30. Again, a series that hasn't been looking great for the Spurs and probably won't change. Going into the Trailblazers, New Orleans Pelicans, this is where you're going to see, I think, an upset. Because the Pelicans, the 6th seed, are up 2-0 right now, winning both games in Portland.
Wow.
Anthony Davis is phenomenal. I mean, that's just that it shows you how close between the 3 and the 8 that there were in the West. I mean, it was so tight. It was like the Metro in hockey. I really think that the Pelicans will run away with that one. Anthony Davis is so good.
And this has kind of been brewing in my mind with the Sixers kind of, if if the Sixers are able to beat the Cavs, say like they meet up, I don't know where it would be, what round it would be, but say they meet up and the Sixers, I know it technically wouldn't be an upset, but upset the Cavs. Do players start coming back to the East? Because like I know the big storyline last year was, oh, everybody's going to the West because they want to play LeBron like as late as possible, like they don't want to play him.
Well, the thing early is where else are teams going to go besides Philly? Because that could be a free agent destination, but I don't see anywhere else that's really looking to get a lot. Like the Celtics aren't looking to pick up any big free agents. They don't have the payroll to do it with their team.
But like, do that because that's kind of been the trend is to leave the teams in the East and go to the West.
Yeah.
Does that trend end? If somebody, not even the Sixers, I'm just saying the Sixers because I like the Sixers,
but if
somebody upsets the Cavs.
I think it ends if LeBron doesn't go to a team in the West. I think a lot of it's based on that because I think if he stays in the East, you could see potentially a guy like Kawhi Leonard go to the East too, and that's a big power shift, having both those guys.
Because
again, I mean, when you saw guys like Carmelo and Paul George leave and go to the Thunder, it was a big power shift. Because they all thought that, you know, Paul George was going to the Celtics, and then he went and ended up in Oklahoma City.
Mm-hmm.
So it'll be interesting, but it's hard to say because of the way that it's been for so long now. And the East is better this year by far. I mean, so much better. But still, I don't know. I mean, I think if someone goes to the Sixers, I don't think LeBron will go to the Sixers, though. I think if they can get a big free agent, though, which this is the time for the Sixers to make a move for a big free agent.
What happens if LeBron goes to Philly?
They'll win a title.
I mean,
you got Ben Simmons, Joel Embiid, LeBron.
Does anything change?
In terms of what?
Like along the same lines. Does if LeBron goes to Philly and now they have 3.5 superstars, because you could say Markel Fultz at this point, just being a number one seed, is kind of like that half.
Yeah.
Is it like, okay, well, now LeBron has shifted from one powerhouse team, they've all left, and now he's gone to another one on the up and up. Like, I'm not going to try to go back still.
I still don't think it would shift to the West just because he's just going from one team in the East to another team in the East.
Mm-hmm.
If anything, it's just going to make people dislike LeBron more because he's going to be, you know, depicted as unloyal.
How much more unloyal could they say he is? Because he already did the whole thing with the Heat.
But he came back.
That's true.
And that earned a lot of points to a lot of people, especially in Cleveland. But he does it twice.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he's done. He can't go back.
He can't go back to Cleveland again because, it would just be a mess.
This is absolutely mind-blowing to me. There are Sixers fans who don't want LeBron James. They said he was, quote, he was not part of the process, so he shouldn't be allowed to come in.
Are you kidding me? He'd complete the process.
I said, and that's kind of what everyone with any sense in their mind is like. Like, you're saying you wouldn't want the best player in basketball to come to our team and win a championship with us.
Yeah, I mean, that's such like a traditionalist way of thinking, but you have to understand how the NBA operates, which is like, through free agent acquisitions. Like, you build a team, and then you go out and you get a couple guys, and you become really good. I mean, look at Miami. You know, the only homegrown guy in that Heat championship team was Dwayne Wade.
Mm-hmm.
Besides that, it was LeBron and Chris Bosh. Yeah, I mean,
I can't see LeBron going to the Sixers. I don't know. He just, you know, when you picture someone in a uniform, like...
Oh, I see it.
Obviously you see it. I can't see it. I couldn't see Joe Hayden in a Steelers uniform before I saw him in a Steelers uniform, you know?
That's true. I don't know. I
don't know if I'm going to be able to see, you know, what's his face, the running back from San Francisco, that's going to be in a Browns uniform. Or Todd Haley in brown.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Todd Haley.
Orange and brown.
All right, let's see here. So there's odds, all right? There's a gambling website that has odds on where LeBron will go.
Mm-hmm. I heard the biggest ones are, I heard L.A. or Philly.
So, number one, it's still the most likely is that he stays in Cleveland.
Really?
But the odds that are equal there are that he goes to Houston, which makes sense because they're really good. And him alongside James Harden and Chris Paul would...
Who's the third guy
they
have?
Don't forget, what's his face? That's center. Young kid. Clint Capela.
Oh, Clint Capela. Yeah, yeah. I mean, that's a great starting five, like, right there.
Is Trevor Ariza still play?
Yeah, Trevor, he's all right.
Yeah, well, but still, he's that fifth man. You know, you can put LeBron James at the power forward and put Trevor Ariza at the shooting.
Yeah, I mean, like, it's good. I mean, I'm not touting Trevor Ariza though. The next one is the LA Lakers, mm-hmm. which makes sense.
I've heard that he is it's the reason the LA Lakers are so big, and that really it could be the Lakers or the Clippers, but more the Lakers
he
is
just
because
wants to go to LA.
Well, LeBron, he has a house out there. All of his like TV and movie stuff, whatever he's done, like commercials and all that stuff, production is out there.
Mm-hmm.
He has a lot of business ventures in LA, so it's just kind of like that makes sense because he's there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So the next one for odds is 76ers. So in terms of teams that aren't Cleveland, they're the third
mm-hmm.
most likely according to odds online. You want to hear some long shots?
Yeah.
Yes.
All right. Let's see. So out of the 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 teams that this lists, number 10 is the Minnesota Timberwolves.
Oh, boy.
How crazy would that be?
LeBron and Jimmy Butler.
Jimmy Butler and Ricky Rubio out there in Minnesota trying to take the West.
Playing some basketball.
Minnesota basketball. That's wild.
I could see LeBron in a Minnesota uniform.
I couldn't do it, dude. You know where one long shot I could... Actually, there's two long shots I could see him doing, potentially.
Okay.
Are one of them the New York Knicks?
Yep. I could totally see him going to the Knicks. Like, being in New York, biggest stage, right where the NBA headquarters is, and just taking over. Number two, the San Antonio Spurs.
Ooh.
Work with Pop, arguably the best coach in the NBA. Working with the best player in the NBA. LeBron wouldn't need to be coach and GM LeBron anymore. He'd just need to go play.
Powell.
Kawhi, if he stays.
LaMarcus Aldridge.
Yeah. It'd be.
And then, I mean, even at the point guard, I mean.
Well, they have Tony Parker, and he needs to go away.
Yeah,
he's old.
Yeah, but still, you have Patty Mills. You have Jamal Murray. I mean, Murray's gonna be good in like 3 years.
Yeah, yeah, I agree. And then, all right, the next two are the Bucks, the Pistons, and then the Warriors are in there because the Warriors are always in there. But like, let's be realistic. If the Warriors have Curry, Durant, and LeBron, I'm not watching basketball anymore. Because that's ridiculous. It's the three best players in the league on one team.
If he goes to the Bucks, for whatever reason, the Bucks will never let the Sixers forget it.
Yeah, man. Hey, you got Giannis Antetokounmpo and LeBron James.
Well,
what massive individuals.
I know one of the bigger things
literally
that happened during the offseason was I think either the owner or the GM of the Bucks was like talking about, somebody asked him about the process and the Sixers, and he said something along the lines of, you can talk about the process all you want, but I'm the one that's seeing results or something, or like my team is the one that's getting results or something, like something along the lines of that. And so anytime the Bucks get like blown out, everyone in Philly like shows them and like ats them and like says all this stuff because they're like, I don't know. It's like anybody else, any other Philly sport would do the same thing to a team that like called them out for whatever.
I mean, you're right.
But it's so funny because like the Bucks aren't that good. Like they're playoff good.
I mean, the Bucks are good. I mean, they need a good coach. I don't think they have a good coach. And they need talent around Antetokounmpo because Antetokounmpo is a legit MVP candidate. I mean, that guy's a monster. You ever watch him play? It's so much fun. But he can't do everything.
No.
You know?
You can't rely on one player to do
exactly
everything.
Exactly. LeBron
can barely do it by himself, and he's arguably the greatest player ever.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Exactly. Now, do I think Antetokounmpo is going to come to that LeBron level? Yeah. Because he's built like him and he can play like him. He's got to shoot better. Mm. But man, can that guy drive. Unbelievable. I mean, I love
what
it.
What's are the Bucks 8 or 7?
7.
7.
Because they're playing the C's.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, there was there were many pictures and screenshots sent to the Bucks after the Sixers secured the 3 seed, and they're sitting in the 7 seed. Yeah.
Well, you know, on a baseball side note here, the Philadelphia Phillies are 10-7.
Yeah, they've lost the last 2 of 3 after winning 6 straight.
Yeah, they've won 7 of their last 10. So that's, I mean, hey,
not bad.
Really good at home. They're 5-1 at home, 5-6 on the road.
Yes, really good at home.
But you know who's still playing better?
Pirates.
And the Red Sox.
Hey, did you see the Reds fire their manager today?
Yeah, after their 3-15 start.
Gosh, that would be so sad.
Now, you know what I want to hear? I want to talk to Sam Ferentz. Sam Ferentz, you've been watching baseball more, right?
Yeah, but respectfully, I don't really want to talk about baseball the last 5 minutes.
Well, no, I don't want to talk about baseball. I want to talk about your baseball watching experience.
Wait, what does Sam Ferentz want to talk about in the last 5 minutes?
Soccer,
golf?
No, I'm going to listen to what Sam has to say first.
All right, so why did you start watching baseball?
You know, it was either it was on, you know, I've gone to the gym a lot more with Addison and on the elliptical, you know, or at the ARC trainer. They have a little TV right in front of you, and sometimes soccer. I usually watch soccer, and, you know, most of the time soccer isn't on when I go. So, you know, flip through, Root Sports is on usually. I watch Pirates baseball.
So what are your thoughts on baseball as a sport?
It's starting to grow on me a little bit. I didn't like it in the past. I couldn't sit through a full 9 innings during the regular season and watch it. I had trouble too. I only liked it back in the day because I used to, you know, grew up with it with the baseball cards. You know, I was a big fan of statistics and all that. But
AXI major.
Yeah. Now I'm
nothing wrong with stats. Okay.
I mean, I'm not like, you know, you guys out of the park baseball GM mode, but I mean,
I'm still the only one to win a World Series.
But it's starting to grow on me. I found more desire to go to a Pirates game. You know.
Want to go to a Pirates game with me?
Yeah, I'll go to a Pirates game with you.
It's a lot of fun.
Will Sam and Sam takes the puck. Can we do a remote?
Oh, that would be amazing.
We're going to talk to Malik. We'll talk to him after. It's fine.
I think we should do a remote from a RMU game first, but, you know.
We can do that.
Being in the Pirates radio booth, I think would be a lot more awesome.
I agree. I don't think we'd be put there.
Can we make that happen? I only know people in the Penguins, and they'd laugh at me if I ask that. They'd be like, "You want a radio booth?" And I'd be like, "Yeah." They'd be like, "You thought?"
Yeah.
Hey, just try it. You never know.
We'll give you a table 3 blocks from the arena. That's the best we can do.
No. Yeah, that probably would be the best they could do.
Yeah.
You can watch on the big screen.
Yeah.
Oh, boy. All right, Sam. It's the last 5 minutes, though. So...
All right.
What do you want to talk about,
buddy? The last 5 minutes of the last show of the year.
And we're letting Sam Ferentz take it.
Oh, boy.
What a time.
All right. Pressure's on me now. We're a week away from the NFL draft. I know we talked a lot about this in depth, you know, weeks and weeks ago. But now that we're, you know, finally a week away, I want to just talk a little bit about it. Are you surprised that in the first 6 picks, 4 quarterbacks could go?
No.
I mean, this is a very highly sought-after quarterback class, even though the quarterbacks arguably aren't the best players in the draft. I mean, you have players like Saquon Barkley and Bradley Chubb.
The two non-quarterbacks, Saquon Barkley and...
Bradley Chubb, yeah. Okay. Those in the top six, those are the top six projected. You know, there's parity between whether Sam Darnold or Josh Allen are going to be picked 1-2. And it seems Josh Rosen is going to be... number 3. Dude, I'm pumped. I love the NFL draft.
He loves that noise. Ready? Ready? One more time for him. With the 69th pick, Sam Ferentz selects his girlfriend. I select Sam's mom.
Okay. Calm down.
I knew you were going to say that.
I don't want to talk about this anymore. We had a conversation with our very wise friend from the football team. I won't name names, but how likely you hear FCS names come into the picture? You know,
boy,
UDFs. How likely is it that anyone from Robert Morris gets signed?
Andy Spaghera, you seen his times, dude?
That's
seen
what
him?
I'm saying
Andy Spaghera should be in it. Him and Marcellus Brand should both be in NFL uniforms by
Everyone
the end of this year.
Everyone doubts Andy Smigiur because he doesn't play. But you know what?
Give him a shot, man.
Dude, no. The Todd McShay and Mel Kiper's mock draft, I don't exact quote me on this, but 13th pick, he's a cornerback. Artis Payne or Artis Piani or something. He only played like 6 games in the past 2 years. But his tapes from the previous 2 and then this year and the past year, I mean, like,
the games he's played in have been great.
And I think that argument holds true for Andy Smigiur. If he stayed healthy the whole time, could he possibly have been 7th round pick? Would he be in this question or equation? Maybe. But, you know, he's...
Is Andy Smigiur the Andy next Smigiur. Tom Brady?
I mean, My parents, who don't know anything about football, they came to one of the games and they saw Andy play and they said, "Wow, that kid's amazing." It was when he had the interception. Yeah, granted.
There were NFL scouts checking out Andy Smigiur. This is coming from a press perspective. People in the box. I mean, I saw Eagles, Giants, Jets, Raiders. I mean, there were a lot of teams there checking him out during games.
Yeah.
When he was healthy.
And even when he wasn't healthy, people were still coming.
Yeah.
I mean, Steelers. Can you imagine the Steelers picking up Andy Smigiur, a team that has been seeking in the realms of Andy Smigiur?
Pull him off the practice squad. All of a sudden, he becomes the greatest corner in Steelers history.
Next, just Troy Polamalu.
Does anybody else from RMU do anything? Because there are a few that are entering.
No.
No.
No. Like, Gerald Ferguson was a good linebacker, not an NFL linebacker.
Mm-hmm.
Eldon Anu, you know what? I don't care if I say this or not. He's not going to hear this. Eldon Anu, I see you on Twitter calling yourself the next Matthew Slater. You're not, bro. You're not. I've seen you play. You ain't the next Matthew Slater. You ain't. I don't know what made you think in your head that you were the next Matthew Slater. The greatest, you know, he's like, "Oh, I'm a return man. I'm a return man. I'm going to run down and tackle people on special teams here." Like, they're going to put you on the roster just to go do that, Eldon. No, it's not going to happen. I saw Eldon catch, like, I saw him drop a touchdown pass and then blame the quarterback for dropping the touchdown pass. And he was like, "Oh, man, the throw was off." And I'm like, dude, no. And if there's a team that drafts him, first off, he lied. He comes in that Century newsroom and tells everyone he's running a 4.4. He ran a 4.6, which is still good, but... Bro, you didn't run a 4.4, all right? Stop telling people you ran a 4.4. I'm over it. That's what I'm saying there. Is there anyone else I need to rip apart?
No, I think that was everything I've ever wanted more. That was hilarious.
On a side note, my boy Cole Blake, not going to be with the team this year. He's going to transfer. Wishing Cole Blake nothing but the best. Hopefully he gets somewhere good, gets some playing time. So Cole Blake's the man. Respect the heck out of that guy.
What's your football predictions?
You mean for, like, NFL or RMU?
RMU.
RMU's going to go 5-6, finish 4th in the NEC, but they're going to do very well in non-conference and decent down the stretch, but they're going to lose to the big teams. They're going to beat teams like CCSU's going to be bad again this year. Just wait. They'll be bad again.
You think last year was a fluke?
I think last year was a fluke. So, your thoughts? You can't give your thoughts.
I absolutely hate CCSU, not just with football, with everything, so I can openly admit that. Them and Mount St. Mary's. Mount St. Mary's doesn't have football, but if they did, I'd hate them.
Let's see. That was the Thursday night football theme. Now we're doing NFL and CBS. We're getting hyped for football season, guys.
Already.
It's April.
Baseball season just started.
All right. Well, on that note, I thought this was a good way to end it. Sam, this was you kept us on track. I love it.
Okay, so I was kind of correct. Jair Alexander, cornerback from Louisville.
Yep.
He missed, he only played 6 games in 2017 and only played, I think, 11 in 2016, but, like, he's injury prone. But
why not Smigiur?
Yeah.
Why not Smigiur?
Also, you know, I think it's really interesting. Bold predictions, Dallas Goedert Goedert from South Dakota State to tight end to the New Orleans Saints. Sony Michel, the Philadelphia Eagles.
Lamar Jackson to the Pittsburgh Steelers. You heard it here first. Drafting a QB. He's going to be the
future.
That
would be smart.
All right.
But are the Steelers really that smart?
I think so. Well, guys, it's been a great semester, a great year.
Can't lose to the Patriots if you never play them.
That's the words of wisdom that I want to carry throughout. But, yeah, it's been a great semester. We'll be doing this next year. Don't you worry.
We'll be back for final year.
We'll be here one more year. You can't get rid of us. We'll start doing remotes, I swear. So for one last time, this is Sam Anthony signing off, and I have one more special message. I've always loved you, Mrs. Ference, and I always will. Call me, 603-714-8973.
Wow.
That was bold. You know she does have a husband, right?
All of your fans are going to be dude. Blowing up your phone. Need
what fans? Who listens
I hope
to
I get
show?
A call from someone. If you just
some random number.
Go ahead. Give me a call. I don't care what it's about. We'll chat. We'll have a discussion.
Yeah.
I hope it's Eldon Anu.
Because Sam Anthony.
I hope Eldon Anu calls me.
Because Sam Anthony really needs to know more people.
Hey.
Oh, gosh.
Let me do my thing, man. All right.
All right. This is Sam Ference signing off. Go Colonials. Love you, Mom. Everyone have a great great finals week. Good luck. Don't study too hard. And Hags, bro. Hags. Have a great summer. We'll see you next year.
This is Will Camilleri signing off. Go Colonials. Go Birds. The Eagles won the Super Bowl. Have a great summer. Don't study too hard on Saturday. Study harder on Sunday.
Bye, guys.
That it?
Hags.
Hags, everyone.
Hags.